It is a Seeds to Success Day here on 104.9 MyFM. Our special guest on the phone right now, because she's too busy to join us here in the studio, is Deb McGregor from McGregor's Produce. And again, Deb, this is a real honor to be able to speak with you. But again, the theme is Seeds to Success. So how does that kind of play into the business that you've been able to build with your family?
Definitely, to be successful, you need to be passionate about what you need to be passionate about farming and customer service and what we're providing to our clients. Definitely a lot of patience and willingness to kind of put yourself learning new things all the time, I guess. Willing to be innovative and learning.
Okay. What would you say are some of the trials and tribulations of being a crop and produce farmer?
Probably some of our biggest challenges or trials would be the weather is number one, because we have zero control over that no matter what we try to do. We do, for example, yesterday the weather app went down all day and it felt like we were a little bit lost. but another challenge we find is getting enough staff, which I know is in pretty much every single industry that hires people to work for them. Our business is heavily reliant on staff. So we have a fairly large labor staff and we have an even larger sales team. And getting enough people to do that work for us has been a huge challenge, and it's getting harder all the time. And in relation to that, our labor staff is all actually we use migrant workers. Our guys come from Jamaica, and in and of itself, in that situation, we are dealing with extra work when it comes to getting those guys here. So we're working with our government of Canada, Service Canada in particular. We're working with Jamaican Liaison. We're working with different agencies, and we're having to follow quite a few guidelines, which is good. But there's more and more all the time that we kind of have to stay on top of. And none of that has like anything to do with farming the land. So.
How did you get into the industry becoming a crop farmer?
So my husband, this is my husband's family farm. His parents started the business when he was a baby, basically. We live on a century farm. It's always been a farm. It was a lot of beef cattle and that type of thing for a really long time. My father-in-law and my mother-in-law moved into sort of sweet corn and strawberries and expanded into a few other crops, vegetables and fruit. And then about a little over 20 years ago, my husband and I, we graduated university, and he was really wanting to take over the farm and work with his family. And I had grown up in the agriculture industry, very different, more of a cash crop in farm in southern Ontario, but I was very interested in farming. So we moved into this farm business and decided we wanted to do it on a larger scale so that we didn't have to supplement any other incomes, like do other jobs on the side. And so it just grew from there.